USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam is getting calls from all sides calling for him to step down over the racist photo that appeared in its 1984 medical school yearbook. But on ABC's This Week, Democrat and former Virginia Congressman Jim Moran says people shouldn't make a judgment until they know all the facts.
Facts that we do know, that Ralph has expanded Medicaid to hundreds of thousands of uninsured Virginians, a disproportionate number of whom are African Americans. He has promoted the career of his very talented Lieutenant Governor in every possible way. He's invested in better preschools and public schools and minority neighborhoods. So we know what he has done as governor.
President Donald Trump ridiculed Northam's statement Saturday in a tweet and also referred to comments the governor made earlier in the week on late-term abortion, adding, unforgivable. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
The months-long trial for an infamous drug lord is coming down to the wire, and USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The jury in El Chapo's trial in Brooklyn, New York, is expected to begin deliberations on Monday morning. The jury listening to closing arguments this past week, hearing from more than 50 people in Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's three-month-long trial. The 61-year-old accused Mexican drug lord faces life in prison if convicted in more than a dozen counts, including drug trafficking and money laundering.
An Ohio police officer was shot dead and another injured in a shooting at an apartment building in Pierce Township. ABC News reports the alleged shooter, who kept police at bay for some 12 hours, was finally taken into custody Sunday just after 6:30 a.m. The incident began around 7 p.m. Saturday when someone called police for a welfare check. The two deputies were shot at around 10:30 p.m. and the suspect then barricaded himself in an apartment. Both officers struck by gunfire were sheriff's deputies in Clermont County. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
In an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, President Trump says he hasn't changed his mind about NFL players kneeling in protest during the national anthem.
I think that when you want to protest, I think that's great, but I don't think you do it at the sake of our flag, at the sake of our national anthem.
The Super Bowl, one of the few live events people still love to watch, of the 10 highest-rated TV programs in U.S. history. 9 were Super Bowls. 1 was the finale of MASH. Part of the interesting matchup in today's game, on one sideline, you have the second-oldest coach in the NFL, Bill Belichick, for the New England Patriots. On the other side, the youngest coach in the league, Sean McVay of the Rams. Westwood One Sports play-by-play voice Kevin Harlan will have the call and says Belichick's public praising of McVay has been something unique.
Belichick is fascinated with what this kid, in his terms, this kid, quotes, has come up with offensively, because he is, McVay recognized as a guy who pushes the envelope, thinks outside the box, is willing to try new things. A lot of deception, a lot of camouflage. Some teams do it, but they do it really well.
Neither coach received any votes for Coach of the Year. Instead, that honor went to Matt Nagy of the Chicago Bears.
You have to win. And when you win, then you start believing. And when you win, you have trust, you start believing. You start to get a little momentum, some swag, you have fun. And that's when, that's what you saw with our team this year.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was named MVP and Offensive Player of the Year. Rams defensive end Aaron Donald won Defensive Player of the Year. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.